we're real familiar with, but look at the title. Look at the title. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Of sin when Jesus saved me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms around me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
Know how to really start it. If you don't know me, I'm Gavin Sanford. I guess I'd just go ahead and start. I don't know. Get these. So I'll really talk about there's four F's: forgiveness, faithfulness, following, and fellowship. So I'm going to start with forgiveness. Would you turn with me to 2 Samuel 24? Probably should put a bookmark. No, 1 Samuel, sorry. And it came to pass when Saul was returned from following the Philistines that he told him, saying, "Behold, it is in the wilderness of Egidi." And Saul took 3,000 men, or 3,000 chosen men out of Israel, and went to speak David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. And he came to the sheepcotes by the way, where there was a cave. And Saul went in to the cover his feet, and David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. And the men of David said unto him, "Behold the day of which the Lord hath given unto thee. Behold, I deliver the enemy into thine hand, that thou mayest do to him as he shall seem good unto thee." Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. This is kind of after Saul was running after him to kill him. And his men are telling him to kill him, but he doesn't. Just cuts off his robe. Yeah, in these next verses, chapter 6 right now. And he said unto his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing that he is appointed of the Lord." And all of his men wanted to kill him. He wanted David to kill him because he's been trying to kill him. But he doesn't, because he's the Lord's anointed. So David stayed his servants with these words and suffered them to not arise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. David also arose afterward and went out of the cave and cried after Saul, saying, "My lord the king," and he, and when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed himself. And David said to Saul, "Wherefore hearest thou men's words, saying, 'Behold, David seeketh thy hurt'? Behold, at this day thine eyes have seen how that the Lord have delivered thee to the day unto my hand in the cave, and some blade me'd kill me, or kill thee. But mine eye spared thee. And I said, 'I will not put forth my hand against the Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed.'" So he's kind of forgiving him, yet asking for forgiveness after this, because he cut off the robe and he didn't kill him. "Moreover, my father, see the skirt of thy robe in my hand, for I have cut it off thy skirt in the robe and killed thee not. Know thou and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in my hand, and I take not sin against thee, yet thou huntest my soul to take it. And the Lord judge between me and thee, and thou shalt... And thou, the Lord, avenge me of thee, but mine hand shall not be upon thee. As saith the prophet of the ancients, wickedness proceedeth from the wicked, but my hand shall not go upon thee. After whom is the king of Israel come out? After whom dost thou pursue after a dead dog after a flea? The Lord therefore be judged, and judge between me and thee, and see and plead my cause, and deliver me out of thine hand." And it came to pass, and David made an end of speaking these words unto Saul, and Saul said, "Is that thy voice, O son of David?" And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. And he said unto David, Thou art more righteous than I, for thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded thee evil. And thou hast showed me today how that thou hast dealt well with me, for as much as when the Lord had delivered me into thy hand and killedest me not. For if a man find his enemy, will he let him go well away? Wherefore the Lord rewarded thee good for that thou hast done unto me this day. And behold, or now behold, I know well that these have surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thine hand. Swear now therefore unto me by the Lord that you will not cut off my seed after me, and that thou will not destroy me out of my name, my father's house. And David sware unto Saul, and Saul went home, but David and his men gave up unto the hold. So he was kind of asking for forgiveness, even though he didn't really do any harm to him. But he felt wrong because Saul is the Lord's anointed, even though he's trying to kill him. And so that was the Old Testament of forgiveness. In the New Testament, beyond Stephen, Acts 6 through 7. So will you please go with me there if you have a Bible? In those days when the number of disciples was multiplied, and there arose murmuring among the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows of neglected daily ministration, and there the 12 called the multitude and the disciples unto them, and it is no reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look among ye 7 men who honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, who may be appointed over business, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to ministry of the word. And saying, please hold the multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip and Prochorus, and Nicor, and Timon, and Parmas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Anchorage, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, and they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased by the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which called the synagogue of the Liberalites, and Cranelians, and the Alexandrians, and of them the of Cilicia and Asia, and of Asia, disrupting with Stephen. And then they were not able to resist the wisdom and spirit which he spake. Then the stubborn men, which he said, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and came upon him, and caught him, and brought him unto the council. It's kind of sounding like Jesus to me, when he was put against false trial. And they set up false witness and said, This man ceased not to speak blasphemous words against the holy place and the word. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs of which Moses delivered us. And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been in the angel face of an angel. And then saith to the high priest, Are these things so? And he said unto me, Men, brethren, father, hearken, the Lord of glory, or the God of glory, appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan. And he said unto him, Get thee out of thy country from thy kindred, and come unto the land of which I shall shew thee. Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans, and dwelt in Charan, and from hence, when his father was dead, he removed him into his land, wherein ye now dwell. And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set foot on. And he promised that he would give it unto him for possession, and his seed after him, when as yet he had no child. And God spake on this wise, that his seed sojourn in a land, and that they bring them into bondage and entreat them evil 400 years. And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, said God. And after that shall they come into forth with and serve me in this place. And he gave him covenant and of circumcision. And so Abraham begot Isaac and criticized him the eighth day. And Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs. And the patriarch, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him, and delivered him out of his afflictions, and gave him the favor of the Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and made him governor of Egypt, and all of his house. And now he came to Dureth over all the land of Egypt and Canaan with great affliction. And our fathers found no subsistence. But when Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out his fathers first. And then at the second time, Joseph was made known to his brethren, and Joseph's kindred were made known unto Pharaoh. And then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him, and all of his kindred, threescore and 15 souls. So Jacob went down into Egypt and died, he and our fathers. When we were carried over the Skrearium and laid in the sepulcher, and that Abraham brought for a sum of money for the sons of Emor, the father of Sichem. For when the time of promise drew nigh, when God had sworn Abraham, and to the people grew in the multitudes of Egypt, till another king arose and knew not Joseph for the same debt subtilly with our kindred, and evil enriched our fathers, that they might cast out their young children, and they might not live. in which the time of Moses was born was exceeding fair, and nourished up in the father's house of 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughters took him up and nursed him with their own son. And Moses was learned of all the wisdom of the Egyptians, that he might do words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, and it came to heart that to visit his brethren and children of Israel, and seeing one of them suffer wrong, and defended him, and avenged him that he was oppressed, and smote the Egyptian. For he supported his brethren that he would have understood how God by his hand would deliver them. But they understood not. And next day he showed himself unto them as they strove, that they said unto them once again, saying, Sirs, our brethren, why are we wrong one another? But he that do his neighbor wrong thrust him, and saying, Who made thee a ruler and judge over us? Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? And then fled Moses at saying, and a stranger in the land of Madian, where he begot 2 sons, and when 40 years were expired, then appeared unto him in the wilderness of the Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire at a bush. And Moses saw and wondered at the sight, that he drew near to the voice of the Lord, saying, I came and the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac, and of God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold. Then saith the Lord unto him, Put off thy shoes from thy feet, and place it on the string, standest on holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and I came unto the down to deliver them, and now I come, and I will send these into Moses, or into Egypt. This Moses whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge? And the same did God send the ruler to be delivered by the hand of the angel, and appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out after that he shewed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt, and in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness for 40 years. This is that Moses said unto the children of Israel, The prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me he shall ye hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness of an angel which spake unto him in the Mount of Sinai with our fathers, who received their likely ordinance unto us, to whom our fathers would have not obey, but thrust him against them, and in the hearts turned back again into Egypt, and saying unto Aaron, Make us gods before we go us. For as Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we want not what is become of him. And they made a calf in those days, and offered sacrifice unto the idols, and rejoiced in the works of their own hand. And God turned, and gave them to a worship, the holy host, or the host of heaven. As it is written in the book of the prophets, O ye house of Israel, have You offered me to slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness. Yeah, I took up the tabernacle of Moloch. And then the star of God, Rimfan, of your God, Rimfan, figures that you've made worship to worship them. And I will carry you away beyond Babylon. And our fathers had the tabernacle witness in the wilderness as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses that he were according to the fashion he had seen, which also our fathers came after and brought with Jesus into our own possession of the Gentiles, whom God drove out of the face of our fathers unto the days of David, who found favor before God and desired to find the tabernacle for God and for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth and not in the temples made by hand, saith the prophet. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. But what house ye will build me, saith unto the Lord, for what place is mine to rest? Have ye not had made all of these things? Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in the heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did. Which of the prophet have ye not your fathers persecuted? And they had slain unto them which sheweth before the coming of the just one, whom have been now the betrayers and murderers, whom have received the law by disposition of angels, and he hath kept it. When they heard these things and were cut to the heart and gnashed him with their teeth. But being full of the Holy Ghost, looked steadfast and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see heavens open, the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and have cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses had laid down their clothes at the young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord, receive my spirit. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay the sin to their, lay not the sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. So he was as Stephen was being stoned, he asked the Lord to not punish them and to forgive them of what they've done, even though he was being killed in a cruel charge, which again kind of sounds like Jesus when he was being persecuted and when he was crucified on the cross. And I think that's just about it that I have. Yeah. It feels hot in here.
Appreciate it, bye. Shared with the scriptures, you know, thoughts we had about forgiveness, and you know what, that's a big subject. He gave us two good examples of the Old Testament and the New Testament about forgiveness. And you know, and as he was talking, he was reading the scriptures, I think about that, and how often do we say we forgive somebody, but maybe even made a remark, or I've heard a remark that, you know, I forgive you, but I can't forget. I mean, how many of them may be guilty or that and done that? If we say that we forgive somebody, but we can't forget it. So it makes me wonder sometimes, are we really, really forgiven if we just can't let it go? You know, I know we're human, and but I was thinking about that thought, and I appreciate what he had, you know, the thought that the Lord laid upon his heart and that what he shared. Something we all need to think about, is it not?
Yeah.
You know, there's, we've all been offended and things have been done to us, you know, from time to time. And it is difficult sometimes to forgive people, but, you know, we just need to have that heart that Brother Gavin was talking about tonight about forgiveness. And you know, when they were forgiven, you know, when Stephen was forgiven, who did he say? To sound like Jesus. We need to act like Jesus, not sound like Jesus, but we need to act like Jesus. We've all been saved, it's here, that's saved by the grace of God, been covered by that blood. What happened when we got saved? We were forgiven. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to have us a song, if you would, for the show. Sister Mary Lou, and I'd like for Brother Gavin to come back up here. And I'd like to have a handshake. And y'all encourage Brother Gavin to give us some words of encouragement.